Begin the current daf, Masechet Zevachim, daf Nun Vav. Begin on the bottom of Nun Heima Beis, second line up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion and will relate back to the discussion from the previous daf. Amar Yehuda Mer Shmuel, he says, Ein Chayav Mishum Tumah. There's no liability for someone that comes into the Har HaBayis in the state of impurity. He's not going to be liable, Ella, only if he enters into the inside of the perimeter of the space of the Azara of the courtyard, which is Al, and that is defined by, as we continue to Rabbanon Vav Men Aleph, Eirich Meyeh Rishmoinim B'Sheva, a length of 187 Amos, Al-Reichiv Meyeh B'Shleishim Mechamesh, by a width of 135 Amos. As we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Midas, which this is coming to exclude, if someone goes into one of the Lashachis, the chambers, which are built on the outside of the Azara, although they open up into the Azara, they were not sanctified with the sanctity of the Azara, of the courtyard itself, with the Shiari Mincha, and with the different types of Mizmairi Tehillim that were said, and the Ur Metumim, which were used to sanctify the Azara, with going around with it, with the breads of the Mincha, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, Yudalam and Aleph. These lashachas would not have. What is the area that a person would be liable for going into the Har HaBayis in the state of Tumah is this area of the Azar. Says the Gemara, Tani Tani Kamed Rav Nachman. There was a teacher of Bryce's who also sat in front of Rav Nachman. Kol Azara Haisa Kof Pei Zayin Al Reichiv Kof Lamed Hei. Same idea. It was a length of 187 by a width of 135. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to the one who taught him the Bryce, Hachi Amalei Abba, this is what my father told me. Like this, meaning what we defined as the area of the Azara, Kof Pei Zayin on Kof Lamed Hei, Kahanim Nechnas on Lasham, that's where Kahan could enter into that area, Vaichan Shem Kachi Kachim, and that's where they could eat Kachi Kachim, because it has the sanctity of Kedusha, which the Kachi Kachim, Chatas, Asham, they all have to be eaten, as the Pasuk says, in the sanctity of the Chatzar Oil Mayid for consumption of Kachi Kachim. But more than that, does not have the sanctity of the Azara, which again, this is the whole this airspace of the Azara, and inside of the Azara was the Heichal, the Ulam, the Kachi Kachim, even that chamber behind the Kachi Kachim and the 11 Amos behind it. This whole area was in that area called the Azara. That's where a Kain could eat Kachi Kachim. And B'shechtim Sham Kachim Kalim, that's where you could slaughter Kachim Kalim, which we said could be anywhere in the Azara, but it has to be in the Azara like Shlamim. And V'chayav Mishum Tumah, like the halacha that we started off with, and that's where there's going to be a liability of Tumah. Says the Gemara, Lamuti Mai. So when we're saying that this is the area, what we call the Azara, which has all the halachas that we mentioned, what's that coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Ilei Melamuti Chalainis. See, you think it's coming to exclude the space of the windows which are in the wall of the Azara surrounding, where from the inside, or dlosses, or the doors, or va'ayvi achayma, or the width of the walls, meaning on top of the walls themselves that are surrounding the Azara. And that says the Gemara, but Tanina, we learn the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim that they do have the Kedusha of the Azara, and how could you be saying that that's where we're coming to exclude? Because the Mishnah says, Hachalayna is va'ayvi achayma, the windows and the thickness of the wall itself, is kalifnim, has the sanctity of like the Azara, which it's what it's surrounding, what's inside of it. So Ella rather says the Gemara, Lamu'uti L'shachas, like we said before, it's coming to exclude the chambers that open up into the Azar. They don't have that halacha of the Azar for the halachas that we just mentioned. And that asks the Gemara, but ve'i benuyis b'chayil b'suchas l'kaydish. But even if they're built in the unconsecrated part, and it's not part of the Azar, but if they open up into, if their openings open straight into the Azar itself, into the holy area, but on that as the Gemara Vatnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Shein that says Teichin Kodesh, that the inside of those chambers will have the sanctity of the Azara, and therefore they should be liable for going in there in the state of Tumah. Why are we saying that there's not going to be a liability? Says the Gemara Midrabanan, that Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Shein is rabbinic. It's that the Chacham had said that someone should not go into these lashachas, into these chambers when he's tummy, but there's not going to be any liability of karis, or if he does it by mistake, achiv of carbon, because it's only rabbinic. That is the Gemara Udaraisalai. Are you saying really that biblically there's no problem but going in a state of tumma into these chambers that open up into the Azara? But Vatanya learned the Bryce, it says lashachas benuyas b'chayil b'suchas l'kaydish, these chambers. That's not part of the 187 to 135. They're right outside, but they open up into the holy area of the Azara. Says the Braisa, Minayin Shakahan Nechnasl Masham. How do we know that the Kohen could go into those chambers? Va'eichlan Sham Kachay Kachim V'Shiyar Mincha. They could eat their Kachay Kachim over there. And the leftovers of the Mincha. How do we know that? Tamalem, that's a Pasuk teaches in the Yikra, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tas, when it's talking about the leftovers of the Mincha that Aaron and the sons should eat these matzahs. It says in a holy place they should eat it. B'chatzar oil moyed yechlua, in the courtyard of the oil moyed, they should eat it over there, which is the equivalent of the azara in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Braisa, Hatayr Ribsa Chatzeres Harba, the Torah is including many courtyards, Eitzlachila Achas, by one consumption. Now, the reason for that is, what does it mean? Where do we see in the Pasuk it's including many courtyards? Is because there seems to be redundancy. It says that they should eat it B'makim Kaddish, in the holy place, B'chatzar El Mayid, in the courtyard of El Mayid. If you're saying the courtyard of El Mayid, we already know it's B'makim Kaddish. What's this redundancy? Oh, to tell you that we're including that the area of where you could eat it is not just in the Azar, but even in the chambers that open up into that. But one thing that we see is that if they're including the area of where you could eat, obviously that these chambers, their sanctity is biblical. Because if you would think it's only rabbinic and the rabbis found an allusion to the rabbinic law of giving sanctity to the lishachas from the Torah, what's called nasmachta, but it's really rabbinic, then how could the chacham be lenient to uproot a biblical law to permit eating kachay kachim in that area? That's a biblical law that kachay kachim have to be eaten in the holy place of the Azar. Obviously, that we're including that it's part of the Azara itself. So therefore, why is there no liability for a person that's tummy that goes into these lashachas? Amaravi says, no, lachila shani. For consumption, like you're being from this braisa, that's different. Because yeah, there the pasuk comes to include chatzeres harbor. But for other halachas, like tumah, these lashachas do not have the halacha of the Azara. That the Gemara continues to ask, aval in the tumah loy, but what are you saying regarding tumah, it does not have the halacha of the Azara? But Vatanya learned the Braisa, it says, L'shachas habenuyis l'chayla b'suchas l'kaydish. These cases, these same chambers, that they're built in the unconsecrated part, but they open up into the consecrated part, meaning into the Azara, which meaning one could go from the Azara into those L'shachas. So it says the Braisa, Kahan nechnas l'masham v'eichl l'masham kachay kachim. So they can't go in there, as we said before from the previous Braisa, and eat over there the kachay kachim. Continues the Braisa, V'ein sheichadun sham kachim kalim. Now you cannot slaughter over there kachim kalim, because that's a different problem, because as we said in the previous daf, you need to have lefnei oil mayid, it has to be in front of the oil mayid, which excludes what's known as tzidet staden. The sides of in front of the oil mayid could work, but not the sides of the sides. And these lashachis don't open, they're not the sides of in front, they're the sides of the sides. So you can't slaughter kachim kalim over there. But says the Braisa, b'chayav mishum tumah, there's going to be a liability of tumah. You see clearly that it is biblical, that there is a liability for tumah. So how can you say that it's not considered part of the Azar? Says the Gemara, no. Lav Amr, didn't you say that you said in this Braisa that it says, Ein Sheichatin, you cannot slaughter Kachim Kalim in those Lashachas, obviously, because they don't have the sanctity of Azar, because our previous Mishnah said, the Kachim Kalim you can slaughter B'chamalkim Sheba Azar. Obviously, that's not considered the sanctity of Azar. So Tanei Nami, Ein Chayevin, so therefore, yeah, you have to amend the Braisa to say that there's not going to be a liability of Tum of going to those Lashachas, because they're not considered part of the Azar. That says the Gemara, why should we have to amend the Braisa? Bishlam in Sheikhatim, we understand why you cannot slaughter Kachim Kalim over there, because like we mentioned before, Be'ina Kenegeda Pesach Baleka. It has to be Kachim Kalim, even if it's part of the Azar, it has to be opposite some entry into the Heichel. Which, if it's at least the side of the front, and if it's one of the other openings that we said in the previous daf, by behind and the side, but some type of opening, that's valid. But here by Lashachas, you don't even have the side of the front, it's the sides of the sides. Which means, say, if you have to go one direction, another direction, only then you'll be in front. That's not considered valid. So that's why they're not going to be good. But no one's saying it doesn't have the sanctity of the Azara. And therefore, Ela in Chayav and Amai, why should we have to say that there's not going to be a liability of Tumah? Seemingly, the halacha is that it is going to have the halacha of Tumah, as the Braisa says clearly, V'chayav Mishum Tumah. And the reason for that is, because like we're saying, because it does have the sanctity of the Azara. And that answers the Gemara, L'tamech, according to your reasoning, ain't sheichet, and you're saying, wait a second, that you cannot slaughter Kachim Kalim over there. And you're saying, why? Because it's not lefnei oylamayit. Well, that says the questioner, what do you mean? Milo yaskinan, aren't we even talking about the ikar shechita k'neged ha-pesach, that you would have the slaughtering in these lashachas opposite the entryway? Maybe these lashachas, there were many chambers over there, maybe the opening was opposite the area of where there was an entry into the Pesach Halifas, like we said in the previous stuff, which was the extended area of the Ulam over the Heichel, which they had openings in the back and even on the side. The Argon was said, maybe this Lishka is Kenegad HaPesach. The Ilekem Urba says the questioner, because if you would think it's not, why would we need to say the halacha? Of course it's not valid to do shechid of kashem kalman in these lashachas. Obviously, because it's not lefnei elamayid. Oh, so therefore lamay yitzruch. Ella afagav de koshachi kenegra pesach. Rather, says the questioner, no, must be, it's telling us, why can't you slaughter in these lashachas in these chambers, even though it is kenegra pesach? Why? Because Tani ain't sheichtin, mishum delay kaddish. Obviously, you must be learning why you can't slaughter it. It's because it's not sanctified. Because what do you mean? It's connected to Pesach. Not every chamber is tzidet tzadin. It could be directly opposite the opening. Must be because it's not sanctified. So tani nami chayev, and therefore you should amend the brisa and say, therefore, that there's not going to be a liability of tumah, which answers the question. The other question is, mean to say that, oh, seemingly you see that there is a liability. We say that, no, like we started off the daf, there is no liability. These lashachas do not have the halacha of the azara per se, although rabbinically we say you're not allowed to go in tumah, but there's not going to be a liability of tumah, as we see that you cannot even slaughter kachem kalam over there. It does not have the halachic status of the azara for the kedusha of the azara. However, we said for achila, that's where it has a marba, ribsa chatzeres harba, that there it will be considered to be able to eat the kachim over there. But based on one thing that we said before, the Gemara asks, but you tell me, achila, lo be in the keneged pesach, like we just mentioned, but for eating, you don't need to have it opposite the pesach. We said you could even have it on these lashachis, which might even be tzedit stadim, doesn't have to be opposite the opening. And that's the Gemara Bava Tanya Linda Brice that we quoted in the previous daf. The Rabbi Yehuda Oimi, he says, Shnei Pishpashin Hoyu Beveis HaChalifas. There were these two doorways that were in the Beis HaChalifas, the chambers of the knives, which were the extended area of the Heichel, of the Ulam over the Heichel, which Goyven Shmeina, they had a height of 8 Amos. And the reason why they had these two doorways, Kedila Hachshir Es Azara, was to validate the entire Azara, because everything had to be opposite some type of a doorway. Lachilas kachim kachim for eating kachim kachim, or lashchidas kachim kalman for slaughtering kachim kalman. So you see that even eating kachim kachim does need to be connected to Pesach. How did we say before that no matter where it is, even in these lashachis that are tzidit stadin, that's not lefnei elamayid, are going to be valid? Ravina says sami mekan achila, and as we alluded to this in the previous stuff, that we delete the halacha of requiring achilas kachim kachim lefnei elamayid, and it doesn't have to be. And as we said before, that was, we see Ribsa Chatzeris Harbe, it could even be in his Lashachas. And that is the Gemara, but for Ksiv, there's a Pasuk in Mayikra. It says, Bashlu es habasar pesach oil moid, cook the meat in the opening of the oil moid, visham tochlo esa, and there you eat it. You see that the eating has to be lifnei oil moid. So how can you say kache kachem, the consumption does not require lifnei oil moid? So the Gemara, kache shashani, that Pasuk was talking about by the miluim, which was when they were dedicating the Mishkan in the Midbar, which was a temporary karbonas. But Kachay Dairis, which are karbonas that are birthed throughout the generations, there, as we said, the Torah was already Ripsa Chatzeres Harbe, that it could be anywhere, it doesn't have to be Lefnei Oil Moed. And that's the exception, therefore for that the Lashachas will work, but for other things, as we started off, there's not going to be a liability of Tumah unless it's in the length of 187 by 135. The Lashachas will not be included, again, except for the consumption of Kachay Kachem, and rabbinically for the Halach of Tumah. Relating back to these halachas, Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi, he says, "Menayin ladam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachamfor." Where do we know that the blood of a carbon, which is what they do the zrika with, becomes invalidated at sundown? Shenemar, like it says, the pasuk in Yikra, it says, "B'yom hakriva azivcha ye'achal." On the day that they bring near his carbon, that's when it should be eaten. Now, says the Gemara, what this is telling us is, "B'yom sha'atazeveach atemakriv." On the day that you slaughter the animal, that's the day that you have to do the hakrava, which is bringing near, which is when you bring the blood near, which is the zrikas adam. "B'yom sha'atazeveach atemakriv." On the day that you're not slaughtering, which is the next day, then you cannot do the hakrava, which means to say that the hakrava, that's why we're saying, as the Gemara will conclude, b'yom hakrivai, it's hakrava, as zivchai, it's slaughtering, ye'achal, then you eat it. Which tells us, but that the hakrava and the zivich have to be in the same day. What that comes to tell us, as Rashi answers Rishayim's questions, is that it won't help, although we know that many things that you put on the top of the mizbeach is not going to be pasav lina, but that's still not going to validate to throw the blood the next day, although it did not become possible by being down from the bottom of Mizbeach. But still, you can only do the Zrika on the day that you did the slaughtering. So even though it's not possible because of Lina, it's still not going to be valid, because it has to be B'yem HaKrivai, B'yem Zivchai, that's the day that you could do that Krav. On that is the Gemara. How can you use this pasuk to tell you this drasha? Haimi boile, but you need this pasuk as a continuum and base, legufe, to teach the halacha of the pasuk. Pasuk there is telling us that the time of consumption of a carbon shlam is on the day that you slaughter it and on the following day. So how can you use this pasuk as a vehicle to teach that the dam becomes possible by shkiyas achamo when it then becomes the next day? And because the halacha is that you can't do it at nighttime, so then you wouldn't be able to do it the next day, as we said, it has to be on the day of the zvicha. So on that says the Gemara, because imkain, but if the pasuk was only teaching what the halacha of the pasuk is coming to tell us, then name a krab yim zivcha ya'achal. Then it should say, on the day that it's slaughtered, then you eat it. Why does it say the extra words? Just say b'yem zivcha, the day it's slaughtered, that's when it's eaten. And then the next day. The extra words is to tell you, when you slaughter it, then you could do that krav asadam. It's not the day that you slaughter it, it's rather after shkiyas acham, it's the next day, then you can't sacrifice it anymore. And that is the Gemara. Why? Maybe the pasuk tells a different drasha by saying the words hakrivay. It's telling you, if you bring the blood today, the day that it was slaughtered, then this achel basar in the lamacha, that's the pasuk teaching, then you could eat the meat today and the following day. But he carved dam lamachar, but if the blood is brought a different day, that's why it says hekrivi, to say regarding that krabas adam. Because if you bring, actually, if you don't throw the blood today, but rather tomorrow, maybe tomorrow will be valid, not like the halacha we're trying to prove, then this achel basar lamachar liyamachara, then you actually eat the meat tomorrow and the day after that. Because actually it's making the consumption of the carbon not contingent on when it was slaughtered, but rather on its zrika, that's the word hakrivay, to eat it on the day that it's the blood is thrown, and the day after that. So where would you show that it's pasal the dam b'shkiyas acham? Maybe it's actually coming to say that's all contingent on the zrika sadam. Says the Gemara, no imkain, if that would be the case, neima krabayim hakrivay ya'achal, then the pasuk should have just said, on the day that you bring near the blood, then you eat it, and then the day after that. Zivchay lamali, why does it say es zivchay? It's slaughtering. Shemamina, that's what's coming to teach you, that is both. But yom shatu zevech, atem makriva, on the day that you slaughter it, then you have to do that krevas adam. But yom shiatu zevech, atem makriva, if it's not the day that you're slaughtering, then that's not the day that you could bring the dam. As we said, the halacha is that the dam becomes posel, b'shkiya sacham. Continue on this halacha, itma, we learned, hamachashav la'or shlishi, someone is slaughtering a carbon shlam, which is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. He's slaughtering with the intention to have it eaten from its meat on after the second day, the evening of the third day, which is when you can't eat from it anymore. So we have machlokes if that's a machshava of pigel, which generally the halacha of having a carbon eaten, its consumption being chutzal zman, beyond its time. Chizkiyah Makashri says the carbon is not going to become pigel, it's going to be valid. Rabbi Yechonam Apostle says it is going to be invalid. As the Gemara explains, Chizkiyah Makashri says it's valid because it's not considered chutz l'zman. Why? The holy intik, because it was not removed yet from its zman to be the time of l'sreifa, to being burnt right now, because actually, although you can only eat the shlamim up until the end of the second day, it's not burnt until the following morning, as the Gemara is going to teach later on. So it's not yet chutz l'zman. In contrast, a regular carbon that's eaten for 1 day and 1 night, the halacha is, after it could be eaten, which is by the morning, that's already when it's burnt. So there it's the same time, the eating and the burning. So there we never have a question. We know that after that time, it's going to be pigel. Here by shlam, it's unique, as the Gemara is discussing, where it could only be eaten up until the end of the second day, but it's not burnt until the morning of the third day. So Chizkiyah says it's valid because it's not yet chutz l'zmanei, it's not yet burnt, and therefore it's still going to be valid. Rabbi Yechonam Apostle says, no, it's going to be invalid, because you can't eat it anymore. It's after the second day. It's already the night of the third day. And therefore, it is going to be considered chutzman, and it's going to be pigel. Similarly, it says the Gemara, if someone eats from the meat of a kosher carbon on the night of the third day, what's halach over there? That's halach of Neisir. So Chizkiyah Mepater, he says, the person is exempt from a carbon if he by mistake ate the leftover meat, delay intik l'sreifa, because it's not yet nicer. It wasn't yet removed for the status of what's being a carbon to them being burnt, because it's not burnt up until the morning of the third day. Rabbi Yechonam Machayev says, no, the person is going to be liable. Because he can't eat it anymore, and therefore it is nicer, and therefore one is going to be liable for that iser. Says the Gemara, Tanikav Asayd Rabbi Yechonam, we learned in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yechonam who says that it becomes pasul after you can eat it, after you can't eat it anymore, even though it's not time for the burning yet. Because the Braisa says, regarding kachim karbanas that are eaten for only 1 day and 1 night, So mechashvim bedaman mishutishka achama. If someone slaughters that carbon on the condition to throw the blood after sundown, so it becomes pigel, because that's chutzlas manli for the dam. As we just mentioned before, dam becomes possible by shkiyas achama. In regards to ube b'sar and ube emurehen, if someone has in mind during the slaughtering to have the meat or the sacrificial parts consumed mishayala mur hashachar, after its sunrise, then it's going to become pigel because that's its chutzlas manli. Because the basar and the emurim are sacrificed all night on the mizbech, that's still zmanim. But when it's amud hashachar, that's already chutzlas manli for them. Which is the case we're discussing regarding like a carbon shlam. Regarding karbanas that are eaten for 2 days and the night in between it. Mechashvin bedaman, so regarding the blood, is the same thing, mishatishka achama, is when it's going to be pigel if he's thinking it should be after sundown. Ubeimurein, mishayal marashacha, regarding his sacrificial parts, it's up until the following morning's sunrise. Ubebsarn, regarding its meat, is mishatishka achama shoshnayam, it's after sundown. After the 2 days, which is what's called Or L'Shlishi, the beginning of the night of the 3rd day, which is like Rabbi Yechanan. Now, as we said, regarding blood and emurim, kachi kashim and kashim kalma, all the same, that dam is by shki and emurim is by amudashachar, because even the dam and emurim of kashim kalam are just like kachi kashim, as we've said other times. They have the same, because they're brewed on the mizbeach, they have the same halachic status as kachi kashim. But one thing we see is like the halacha, like Rabbi Yechanan, that already becomes puzzle. After the 2nd day, you don't have to wait up until the morning of the 3rd day. Now, elaborating on this halacha, Tanaban Unna Braisa, Yachal Yu Nachalim La'ur Shlishi. You would think that a carbon shlam could be eaten the night of the 3rd day. V'dinu. And based on logic, we would say that. Zvachim Nachalim Yemecha, which is known as a binyanav. Zvachim Nachalim Yemecha, there are karbanas that are eaten for 1 day. Taida and Chatas Ashim, all these karbanas. And there are karbanas that are eaten for 2 days, which, like we know by shlam. So we make the following comparison. Mamatzino. Mazvacham nechalmu yamecha, just like there are karbanas that are eaten for 1 day, laila acharehan, their night follows after that day. Like it says by the karban toyidim, Yukka Zayin, says, layenich meminat boker, don't leave it over till the morning, but which tells us, but the whole night it could be eaten, even though it says in the Torah it's eaten for 1 day. So therefore I would say the same thing regarding karbanas that eaten for 2 days, like by the shlamim, that it should be layla achareyan, that the night should be continuous from the previous day, which would mean that you could eat it the night after the 2nd day, which is the night of the 3rd day already. Tamalayma, that's what the pasuk teaches, when it says regarding its consumption in Parshas Kedoshim, it says over there, b'yem zevchachem ya'achol, on the day that you slaughter, then you eat it, umi machras, and the following day, meaning for a shlam, you could eat it for 2 days. And the pasuk continues and says, "V'hanoiser ad yoim." Now, although a simple reading of the pasuk could sound like "V'hanoiser ad yoim hashlishi," and whatever's left up until the 3rd day, be'ishisar, if you burn it in the fire. However, the way the Bryce is actually reading the words is "V'hanoiser ad yoim," whatever's left up until the day, then you can still eat it, and then hashlishi on the 3rd day is be'ishisar, then you burn it in the fire. So you see, be'oid yoim hunachol, it could only be eaten when it's still day. But it cannot be eaten on the night following the 2nd day, the beginning of the 3rd day, which is called Or L'Yom HaShlishi, then you can't eat anymore. Now continues the Braisa, Yachal Yisarf Miyad. So you would think that, so then you immediately burn it when it begins the night of the 3rd day, since you can't eat it anymore. Like, and says the Braisa, but anyway, it would be logical to say that. There are Zvachim Nechalim L'Yamecha, their karbanas that are eaten for 1 day. V'zvachim Nechalim L'Shnei Yom, their karbanas are eaten for 2 days. You'd make the following comparison. Mazvacham anachal miyamecha, just like karbanas are eaten for 1 day, that we know the Torah tells us clearly, take of lachilis reifa, after the time that they cannot be eaten anymore, that's when you go and you burn them, like it says by the miluim. It says if you're going to leave over from the besar miluim, you can't eat anymore, then you burn it. So you make the following comparison, where it doesn't tell us explicitly, what's known as a mamatzin, and what we find is avzvacham anachal mishnayam, so to karbanas that are eaten for 2 days, take of lachilis reifa, right after you can't eat anymore, which is the end of the 2nd day, even not, you don't have that the night following it, that's reifa, then you would burn it then. Oh, Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches, and this is in Parshat Tzav, and this pasuk, it's not talking about the consumption, only regarding the burning it. It says, "Bayoyim hashlishi be'eshi sarif." On the 3rd day, you burn it in the fire. Here it doesn't say "ad yoyim hashlishi." It says "bayoyim hashlishi." To tell you, "Bayoyim atasarif," you only burn it during the day. "V'atasarif abalal," you don't burn it at the night. And that's where we get this unique question that we had before regarding shlam: when does it become possible for nicer or invalidated by pigul? Is it when you finish the eating at the end of the 2nd day, as we concluded, or Is it going to be the next morning, which is when the time when you come to burn it? Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding Kachim Kalim, the lower level karbanis, they have a lower sanctity. Says the Mishnah, Habachar, the firstborn animal from an animal, Bahamaiser, and what's known as Maiser Behemo, one out of every 10 new animals that were born that year, Vahapesach, and the Karban Pesach, which was slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan. These three animals, these three karbanis, are Kachim Kalim, they're the lower level sanctity of karbanis. And therefore, Shechitas B'chol Malkum Azar, they can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azar, not just in the north, as we said, by Kachar Kachim. V'dam Matan Matana Achas. Moreover, unlike even the other Karbanas, they only need one gift of blood on the Mizbeach, because it doesn't say Saviv all around. Rather, it says, like it says by Oila and by Chatas, therefore you need to have either four corners or two, that's four. Here it just says, V'ez Damam Tizrik, like it says by Bukhari, that you throw the blood, which as the Gemara will explain, that's where we know the other ones of Maaser and Pesach, also from Bukhari, that you just to throw it, so you just need one matnas dam. Ubavat sheetin kenegar yisad, but at least it has to be on the part of the Mizbech that has opposite, beneath it, a part of the Mizbech that's the yisad, that's the foundation, which excludes the eastern and the southern side, which besides their extreme corners, they don't have the yisad, that's not where you could throw it, but you just throw one throwing on the Mizbech as long as it has the yisad. Now, continues the Mishnah, shina b'chalasin. In other words, although we compared these three karbanis regarding matan damim, regarding their throwing of the blood, but they are different, however, regarding their consumption. Because habachar nechal kahanim, the firstborn animal, is consumed by the kahanim, like the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yotches, uvisarm yilach, that the meat should be for you, for the kahanim. V'maisa l'chaladim, in contrast, maisa behema, we don't find anyone in the Torah that's one of the chavdal matnas kahuna, that's eaten by any person. And these two are v'nechalim b'chala'ir, they're eaten in the whole entire city. Because like the pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, Vaveisim Shama, you're going to bring over there to Yerushalayim, or Leseichem, Zevcheichem, Es Maasreseichem, your Karban Oilu, your Karbanas, and your Maisres, which says in the plural, and the Sefri brings from Rebbe Kiva, that there's two Maisres that the pasuk told me. One is Maiser Dog, in the classic Maiser, which is the tenth of the grain, and the other one is Maiser Behema, which tells us that has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Now it says also over there in that pasuk, U'bechayris Bekarchem Etzayim, also regarding the Bechayr. Now, from the fact that it doesn't give a limited area where they could be eaten, obviously you could eat those two in the entire city of Yerushalayim. And b'chol maichel, they could be eaten in any type of food, any type of way. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, for a period of 2 days and one night. And that the Gemara learns for b'chayr, where we know that from, which Rashi says, he says, but he doesn't know where we know maisa behema. But our other places brought from Rashi that it's actually learned that gzeir shava from b'chayr. Now, in contrast, HaPesach in a nechal elav alayla. Karban Pesach could only be eaten at the nighttime, like it says in Shmos Yud Beis, balayla hazeh, on this night. And in a nechal elav chatzos, it could only be eaten up until midnight, as Gemara will learn out that halacha. And in a nechal elav nuyav, it could only be eaten for those that were counted on its purchase of the Karban Pesach in that group, like the pasuk says, l'fi'achlik t'chaisu. They could eat according to the numbers that they were counted on it. And ve'ina nechal elatzali could only be eaten roasted. That's why all the other karbanas we mentioned, it says b'chol maicha, they could eat it any way they want to, because of the contrast of the karban pesach that actually could only be eaten roasted. It cannot be eaten if it was cooked any other way. Now the Gemara asks, man tana, who's the tana of our mission that says that the karban maaser behema and the karban pesach, its bloods are thrown on the mizbeach? And the way we know that that's what the tana of Mishnah holds is because from the fact that it compares b'chor, maaser, and pesach regarding the matnas damav, regarding their zrika. Because like the Mishnah said, shina b'chalasin, their eating is different. The inference is, but regarding the throwing of the blood which comes before that, that there's no difference. Now regarding b'chor, the pasuk says clearly, mabin me'yutchez v'ez damim tizrik, that it's blood you throw. So we know that the blood is thrown, and therefore all these three, the blood is thrown, and not poured. So who's the tana of a Mishnah? So Rav Chizki says, Rabbi Yisai Glili, the tana of Glinda Braisa. Rabbi Yisai Glili, I mean, he says, when it talks about the pasuk of b'chor, Chelboi loy nemar. It's talking about one halacha of Bukhar. So it's just saying it in singular. It doesn't say Chelboi, its fats are sacrificed. Ela Chelbam, rather their fats. So to Damar loy nemar, when it's talking about throwing the blood, it doesn't say its blood. Ela Damam, their blood. Oh, so that's coming to allude to other karbanas that are similar to it, as we said in the Mishnah, that the similarities are Liman al-Bukhar or Maisra Pesach. It's coming to teach regarding the firstborn animal and the Maisra Behema and Pesach. That should to unin matan dam, that they also require their gifts of blood, ve'emum l'gam mizbeach, and that the sacrificial parts, the fats, are also brought on the mizbeach. And that obviously, Just like if they're learning from Bukhar, the Bukhar is done with Zrika, so too Maaser and Pesach are also done with Zrika. However, that's Rabbi Yosef Glili. But Rabbi Shmuel actually holds that the Karban Pesach, its blood is done with Shvicha, it's poured. As the Gemara learns elsewhere, from the Pasuk, he learns it from the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, that by Karban Pesach, it says, V'dam zevechecha yishafech. It alludes to the Karban Pesach, that it's poured, so he disagrees. But the Tanna of our Mishnah that compares them all, including the Pesach, that it's with Zrika, like by Bechar, is obviously like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Continues the Gemara, Kenegar HaYisayid Menolan. But how do we know that the Zrika has to be, as our Mishnah said, opposite an ear of the Mizbech that has a Yisayid foundation beneath it? So remember Lazar, he says, Asa Zrika, Zrika Mi'ayla. We learn that Gzera Shavit says throwing the blood over here by Bechar and including Maester of Pesach, and it says throwing the blood by the Karban Ayla. Just like over there has to have, as we said in the previous daf, has to have a Yisayid, so too for the Bechar Maester of Pesach. However, on the Gemara continues to have the Zayin Men Aleph, but Va'ila Gufa Men Aleph. How do we know that the Karban Oyla requires a Yisayid? Says the Gemara, the Chesed, like it says the Pasuk in Yikra, it says, El Yisayid Mezbacha Oyla. Although it's not even told about the Karban Oyla in that Pasuk, it's not much Shiri of a Karban Chatas, but the way it calls it, it says, the foundation of the Mezbech Ha'Oyla. What do you mean Ha'Oyla? Limit Al Oyla Schaiva, or like the Girsa others have it, Al Oyla, Shatun Yisayid, that the Karban Oyla itself needs a foundation, because it says, El Yisayid Mezbacha Oyla. The Oyla requires the Yisayid. Now, Rashi points out that actually, this was just mentioned as a shorthand answer, because we actually said in the previous parak in Avnan Bezim and Aleph, earlier in this parak, that we actually know it from a Kal V'Chaymer that Oyla requires the Yisayid. And this pasuk actually was used for a different drasha. It's just saying that we could just say the pasuk anyway, because if we didn't have a Kal V'Chaymer, we would learn it from this pasuk. We actually know it from a Kal V'Chaymer, but it's just easier to bring down the pasuk. But that's how we know that the Karban Oyla requires the Yisayid, and therefore from the Gzeir Shav, we learn it out to Bechor Maaser and Pesach. However, the Gemara asks, but if you're telling me that the way you know that by the Karban Bechor, that it requires to be thrown on the part of Mizbeach that has Yisayid, because we know from Gzeir Shav, Zrika, Zrika from the Karban Oyla, so then we should learn that all the halachas from the Karban Oyla. Just like by the Karban Oyla, you need to do two gifts that are really four. Like we said, you do it on two opposite corners. And when you do it on the corner, it's going to hit both sides. So you're going to get four sides of the Mizbech. So here also by Bechor should require Shnaim Shein Arba. Why are we saying that Mishnah? That it's enough with one Zrika. It should require two, that's four. Because you're learning from Gzeir Shav from Oyla. But regarding Yisayid, it's the same thing regarding Beis Shehin Dalet. And Adam Abayi says, no, because why did the Torah have to write Savav Ba'ayla, the requirement of having all around the Mizbech Ba'ayla, and Sav Bechatas, and all around the Mizbech of the Dam, by the Karban Chatas? By Chatas, it says Sav by the Milum, and by the Ayla, although it's seemingly not the same thing, Barashi points out that Savav still teaches us that you need to have Dalad Matanis, where it goes around with its bloods around the four sides of the Mizbech, although it's only Shnaim Shein Arba, but it still has to have Arba, which tells us the Allah of Savav. Why does it say both by Chatas and Ayla? You could learn that one from the other. Oh, you have two psukim teaching the same idea. When you have two psukim teaching the same idea, why? Obviously, it's saying that you cannot learn that anywhere else from it. Because if you could, then learn that one from the other one. Why say it by both? Now, as Rashi points out, although here it's not like the classical melamdin, because here it's not a binyan av, which is to say, oh, just like we find over there, so too over here. And that by teaching us that the halacha of Shnei Ksum b'Mke'echad Eim Alamdin is even by Gzeir Shava. That thing which is written by both, meaning, yeah, you learn of Bechayr from Ayla, from Gzeir Shava, for your sight. So they say something regarding Shtayim Shana, but no, you cannot. Because that halacha by Ayla, which tells us that it has to be on all four sides, it says that same halacha by Chatas. That halacha you can't learn to anywhere else, even through Gzeir Shava, not even just through a Binyan Av. By that, the Gemara continues, Hanichel Mandam Eim Alamdin, as we say all throughout Shas, that's only according to the one that says, when it says two places, then you don't learn to somewhere else. Elamandam Alamdam Eikalim, according to the one that says that even though it says two places, you could still teach, you should still have the Gezer Shava from Oyla to Bechor, that it requires Shnaim Shenarba. And that says the Gemara, Hava Ashtam Shleisha. It says three psukim, not just Oyla Chad, it says by Ashtam two, there has to be Saviv. And by three, for sure you don't learn, and therefore, according to everybody, you're not going to learn out on that halacha of Gzeir Shava from Oyla to Bechor that it requires Shnaim Shein Arba. So although we're learning it from Oyla that requires the Yisayid, but it's not going to teach us regarding that other halacha, and therefore, like we said, Bechor and so too Maaser and Pesach require only Matan Dam Achas, one gift of blood to the Mizbeach.